office at 217-328-2323.
50 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana. Meteorologist Ed Kieser says it'll be sunny, 75 today. He'll have details on the weather after AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Lines formed early this morning at many polling places around Champaign County and throughout Illinois as a historic election day begins. Illinois Senator Barack Obama is heavily favored to carry the state in his bid for the presidency against Republican Senator John McCain. The state's other senator, Dick Durbin, is also on the ballot today. All of the state's 19 seats in the House of Representatives are on the ballot, and there is a race for one seat on the Illinois Supreme Court. And every one of the 118 state representatives are on the ballot. There are 40 races for state Senate seats. In East Central Illinois, one of the closer races for state legislature, in fact, one of the only races, pits incumbent Bill Black against Democratic challenger Lori DeYoung in the 104th District state representative race covering eastern Champaign County and most of Vermilion County. Also, voters in Illinois will be asked to choose whether or not the state should form a new constitutional convention to rehaul or overhaul the state's constitution. The polls close at 7 o'clock tonight. AM 580's coverage of the vote count from AM 580 News and NPR News begins at 6 o'clock Central Time. Though it's home to presidential candidate Barack Obama, Illinois hasn't attracted the national attention of pundits nearly as much as its neighbor to the east. Indiana is still considered by some as too close to call, and that's brought Obama and John McCain to the state several times over the last few months. In fact, Barack Obama was scheduled to visit a polling place or two in Indianapolis today. The excitement is evident in Vermilion County, Indiana, just over the Illinois line, where Clerk Florinda Pruitt has tried to prepare for a flood of voters today.
We take the numbers of registered voters for each precinct and order ballots based on that. Assume that we're going to have 100% turnout, and then I ordered 100 extra ballots per precinct for all the people that perhaps hadn't registered yet when I ordered ballots.
Indiana's absentee voting deadline passed yesterday, and Pruitt says more than 800 people out of more than 11,000 registered voters in Vermilion County chose to vote early. A Champaign man convicted of killing his estranged wife and concealing her body will spend 65 years in prison without the possibility of parole. Robert Arnett was sentenced by Champaign County Judge Tom DeFontis. Arnett was found guilty in August of strangling Naomi Arnett and burying the body in a shallow grave last year near Sadorus. Authorities searched for months before her body was found. Yesterday in court, Judge DeFontis called Arnett a danger to the community, pointing to a recent letter that Arnett had mailed to an ex-girlfriend who had worked with authorities prior to arrest. State's Attorney Julia Reed says Arnett threatened Teresa Henson.
In that letter, he wishes her a happy birthday and then suggests that she buy herself a gun. He suggests that he is confident that he's going to be released and that his guilty verdict would be overturned. He indicates to her that he doesn't forget betrayal. It's very veiled threats, but veiled yet clear.
Judge DeFontis also called the Arnett sentence a deterrent to domestic violence, noting that victims can come forward to authorities before a tragedy strikes. Arnett's attorney, Emily Monroe, plans to appeal the guilty verdict and file a motion to reduce the sentence. A former Chicago alderman who twice ran for mayor is pleading guilty to felony charges after reaching a last-minute deal with prosecutors. Robert Wildebor has more.
Edward Oleak's trial was supposed to start yesterday. More than 80 jurors showed up to submit to questions to see if they could be objective in the expected 4 to 6 week trial. But the judge told them they wouldn't be needed because Verdoliak agreed to a guilty plea on Saturday. Prosecutors say Verdoliak and co-conspirator Stuart Levine abused Levine's position on the board of the Chicago Medical School. Levine pushed the school to sell some property to a real estate developer, and in turn, the developer agreed to pay a $1.5 million kickback that Levine and Verdoliak planned to split. The scam was uncovered by an ongoing federal investigation targeting public corruption and fundraising under Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. I'm Robert Wildebor.
A U of I economist is not optimistic about the short-term future of the state's economy. Fred Gertz authored the U of I Flash Index, a measure of the state's economic performance as seen through monthly state tax receipts. The October index came just slightly above the 100 level that separates economic growth from contraction. Gertz predicts the deepest recession since the early 80s, even though Illinois has yet to see the most severe signs of an economic slowdown yet.
For example, the housing market isn't as bad here as some other places because it didn't go up as much to begin with, and we have done fairly well in terms of exports. But these are not strong enough to avoid the national problem. It may mean that the local problem will be less severe than the national one, but it's still going to be very likely the same direction and pretty much the same magnitude.
The flash index has been declining since it reached a peak in April of 2007. Our next report is at 8:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA store in Rantoul and Catlin, and Jerry's IGA in Hoopston and the Round Barn Center in Champaign. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
And our chief meteorologist, Ed Kieser, joins us for another in-depth look at the weather now. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Jay.
735, 51 degrees. Yesterday was a gorgeous day. I actually got up on the roof and finished up a little painting around the house, of all things, day before Election Day.
Yeah, a little painting. You know, usually we say it's too cool to paint at this time of year, but there's a couple days here. Temperatures at night are dropping below 50, though, but daytime highs in the 70s are that quick drying paint if you get it out there in enough time.
That's right. So today, of all things,